ओम ज्ञानचिनिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकं चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Srila Prabhupada had very great ambitions for the Krishna consciousness movement. And that the Americans should regret their mistaken advancement in civilization. Just as Indra was puffed up with his opulence, so Americans are puffed up with their opulence. In America, you see so many American flags flying. People fly outside their houses, outside their offices. They're proud of being Americans because America is the greatest nation in the world at the present time. Just a few years ago, Britain was the most powerful nation in the world. Prabhupada said the British are the most puffed up people in the world. Well, they're not so puffed up now, because the sun set on the British Empire. As Prabhupada said, Britain is finished. About 2-3 years ago, there was a survey in Britain asking people, what makes you most proud to be British? And more than 50% of the people couldn't think of anything to say. We lost our empire. Our cities are full of crime. Our economy is one of the slowest in Europe. Our football team is always losing. Our cricket team is always losing. And even the royal family is just a bunch of lecturers, debauchees. Debauchee?
Debauchee.
You got it? You said it? Oh, you're just waiting for me to speak. Someone made a proposal that they change the British national anthem. National anthem? The British national anthem? You know the song they sing? The national song?
Yeah.
At the moment it's God Save the Queen. God Save Our Gracious Queen. So someone suggested they change it to the Beatles song called Yesterday. The song goes, yesterday all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it seems that they are here to stay. I believe in yesterday. So this is material life. One day your nation is the greatest in the world, and next, finished. Previously there were great powerful empires in Greece, Egypt, Babylon, which is now Iraq. Turkey was a great power, ruling over most of Europe for such a long time. All of them. At one time, Tatarstan was a very powerful nation. At one time, Lithuania ruled a large portion of Europe. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Including Poland. So material opulence comes and goes. At one time, the Lithuanians were so powerful. And nowadays, most people in the world never even heard of them. One of our devotees in India was from Lithuania, so people used to ask him where he's from. He used to say Lithuania, and they'd look at him like he just said the moon or something. And then I would say from Russia, and he wouldn't like that. So here today, gone tomorrow. That's the nature of material opulence. Due to some pious activities, a person can become opulent. That's why people who have made pious activities in previous lives, they may be born in a nation which is presently a great, powerful nation. And persons who are suffering from sinful activities, they are put together in a similar situation to suffer. Actually, to be born in Russia, it's an impious birth because it's dark and cold. Very cold for so many months of the year. In the warm climate, you get so many nice fruits and flowers. And 12 months of the year, you can leave the window open. To be under such a nasty government is also unfortunate. So, this is an impious situation, and we're discussing Indra and the heavenly planets, which is a very pious situation. It's no ordinary thing to be Indra. He's a very special personality. Even to go to the heavenly planets, you have to be very pious. Or to speak of being the king of the demigods, it requires great austerities and penances to come to such a situation. We see that whenever any sage is performing severe austerities, then Indra becomes afraid. he becomes afraid that by his austerities, this person will capture my position. Similarly, if anyone performs many pious activities, especially performing horse sacrifices, then Indra becomes afraid that this person will take my position. In other words, Indra must have performed so many pious activities just to be in the position he's in today. Now, to perform a horse sacrifice, it's not just like yesterday we got a bunch of wood together and a few bricks and we lit a fire. It's not such an easy thing. Not to minimize the endeavors of the devotees who took the trouble to organize it, but to perform a horse sacrifice requires a lot more endeavor. It requires that the person conquer over all his enemies and satisfy all the brahmanas by massive distribution of charity. So Indra is basically a very pious person. He's a very elevated person. We are discussing Indra because he's a special person. As for us here, we are not special people. You see Indra, why we're discussing him, because he's a special person. Just like you'll see what Boris Yeltsin does or what Bill Clinton does, people are discussing because they're special people. Special because they have some position and power. So what is Yeltsin's health condition that is regularly reported in the newspaper? When he gets drunk and has to be carried off the plane, that's noticed. So many people are getting sick, but that's not reported in the newspaper. So many people are getting drunk, but that's not reported in the newspaper. But when Yeltsin gets sick or when he gets drunk, either he's sick or drunk, that's reported in the newspaper. Because he's a very important, powerful person. And we are just ordinary people. There are hundreds and thousands of Sashas and Olgas, so many. And if any, somebody Sasha's getting drunk in the street. No one cares for them. So many people are being born and dying every day. So we are very ordinary people. We're not special like Yeltsin, or even Yeltsin. He's not very special. Indra is very high position. But for all his pious activities, for all his high position, Indra is still making mistakes. Once one man, university professor, came and showed some book of his to Prabhupada. It was a book about Krishna. He showed it to Prabhupada and said, "This took me 18 years to write." Prabhupada had a quick look at it and then he said, "And still there are so many mistakes." So in the same way, Indra went through so much trouble to become Indra, but still he's making so many mistakes. Here he is insulting his guru. So many times Indra is getting in trouble. There's no use to discuss here. If you read Bhagavatam, you'll find so many stories. The point is that despite being so great, he made so many mistakes. And here we are very ordinary people. And we're also making mistakes. The whole, just to be in material life is a mistake. Whether we're here as Indra, the king of heaven, or Indra Gop, a tiny germ, we've all made mistakes. The main mistake is that we love Krishna, we're envious of Krishna. But one thing is that even though we are very ordinary, insignificant people, we're not Indra. Now we are much more fortunate than Indra. Because Indra is sitting on his throne being worshipped by the Gandharvas, Apsaras, Kinaras, Vishvedevs, Ashwini Kumaras, the Uragas, Nagas, the list is there, Charanas. So he's getting material happiness from that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nadhanam, Najanam, I don't want wealth or followers. Nasundarim, or beautiful women. This is material opulence. Wealth, followers, and women. So Indra has that to a fantastic degree. So he got all these things, but he didn't get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here are we. We're not at all elevated like Indra. Just very ordinary people. Born in sinful situation. Not very intelligent like the demigods. Not at all opulent like the demigods. Somehow or other, we are in a better position than Indra because we are able to join this international society, Krishna consciousness, and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
See, even we don't know how to put tilakam properly, we can't pronounce the words of the Shastra properly. There's so many things we don't know how to do properly. But we have the opportunity to come and chant the holy names of Krishna. Indra, he's not having this chance. The demigods are praying that why am I stuck in this useless situation in the heavenly planets? On the earth, the Harinam Sankirtan movement is going on. And we're just wasting our time in the heavenly planets, dancing with the Apsaras, completely in Maya. Down on the earth planet, all these ordinary people, they didn't come up to the heavenly planets, but they're getting the chance to chant Hare Krishna. The demigods are anxious to take birth on earth at this time so they can join the Sankirtan movement, because they know that we're in Maya. We have to take the opportunity to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. The situation in the heavenly planets is so opulent, with such great opportunities for sense gratification, that the demigods, even though they know the goal of life is Krishna consciousness, they're sucked into that sense gratification. Whereas if you take to Krishna consciousness in Russia, what are you going to do for sense gratification? I mean, you can always drink a bottle of vodka, but even a person who's got a little, even a trace of culture can understand that this is just completely low class and degraded. And there's always the opportunity for illicit sex, which is the greatest intoxication in this material world. But basically, the atmosphere here is not saturated with the mood of sense gratification as it is even in other parts of this planet. So actually, this is a very good situation for becoming Krishna conscious. Indra doesn't have the same opportunity. You see, here you are. We're all born in sinful families, and we have the opportunity to go past Indra, back to Godhead. When you go back to Godhead, you can go past Indra Loka. You can wave at Indra and say, Hari Bol. And Indra will simply be standing there. What am I doing? Wasting my time. Of course, if you become attracted to that opulence of Indra, then you might get off the spaceship going back to Godhead and just go and dance with the Apsaras for some time. If you want sense gratification, Krishna can offer you more sense gratification than you can dream of. How about that, folks? Chant Hare Krishna and go to Indra Loka. Enjoy yourselves.
Folks, say?
Yes, if you want, you can go to Swarga Loka and enjoy yourselves. Why should you struggle here in Russia? You can go to the heavenly planets, get a healthy body, very beautiful body, either male or female. You can enjoy life in the association of other demigods. You see, here on this planet, people put this perfume because their body naturally stinks. Very big business. Cosmetics. All kinds of chemicals to put on your body to make it smell not so bad. Because the body is always exuding odoriferous perspiration, which stinks. Stinks.
I don't.
Whereas on the heavenly planets, the bodies of the demigods, especially the demigod women, they naturally give out perfume which can be smelled for miles. All the women are extremely beautiful. Would make Miss World look like a duck. And the men are also very powerful, strongly built bodies. So wouldn't you like to go there and enjoy yourselves? Well, you can if you like. Krishna can give you anything you like. We're such fools that we think we can be happy in Indra Loka. Well, you can go to Indra Loka. That would be a great mistake. It's like Indra, he performed so many pious activities to become Indra, but still he made so many mistakes. So we didn't perform any pious activities. But out of causeless mercy, we got the benedictions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, received in Guru Parampara. And somehow or other, we were able to join in this wonderful Sankirtan movement. So now we shouldn't make any mistakes. If you make mistakes, then you spoil your opportunity. See, Indra went so much trouble to get the position of Indra. But then because of mistakes, he had to suffer. The same thing, now we've come to Krishna consciousness. We've taken the vows of no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. So now we should not make any mistake. No more mistakes. You see that people come to Krishna consciousness, they fall follow for some time, then they make some mistake. It is not, people are so foolish that even though they get the gift of Krishna consciousness, they trade it for some petty sense gratification and spoil their lives. So don't make any mistake. Keep straight on the path back to God. We are not going to live very long. Most of us in this room, after 50 years only, we won't be in these bodies anymore. And within 70 or 80 years, definitely, maybe this little girl is still living. Otherwise, we'll all be gone somewhere. Gone somewhere, we should go back to Godhead. We're not going to be in these bodies very long. Now we've got the right path, so now we should not make any mistake. Just stay on this path for the short time that we have remaining in these bodies. Go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Is there any question?
Indra and all the demigods.
Indra what?
Indra and other demigods. Are they situated under the influence of material energy? Material nature?
Yes.
Well,
they're devotees, they're pious, but they still have some desire to enjoy this material world. Therefore, they're given the opportunity to take positions as demigods, in which they're pious, they recognize the supremacy of Krishna. But they're still under the influence of material nature because they're still trying to enjoy material nature. So as much as we surrender to Krishna, that much we are freed from the laws of material nature.
На тому, кого я обращаю внимание, я забираю все. Как в такой ситуации рассматриваться, что он же пойдет под Индры за его благочестивые поступки? Вот это вот разница. То есть он как бы и видит Индру, и почему он забирает его?
Yeah, you said that there are many opportunities for success modification on heavenly planets, and life is a very opulent there, materially opulent, but at the same time, you said that demigods are devotees, but in Bhagavad Gita it is stated that Krishna says that one who is dear to me, I free him from all material opulences. So, why Krishna endows Indra with such material?
There are two kinds of devotees. One are called Sakam Bhakt and the other are called Nishkam Bhakt. Sakam Bhakt means that they are cultivating material desires. They're still trying to enjoy this material. And Nishkam Bhakt means one who has given up material desires. Or even if they haven't given up all material desires, they are serious to give up material desires. Our movement is meant for training people to give up material desires. So Krishna says, Yeyatang mang prapadyante tang tathaiva bhajami aham. As they surrender to me, thus I reciprocate with them accordingly. So if someone is very materially attached like that and doesn't have a very developed sense of Krishna consciousness, then Krishna may give him some position as a demigod. But you see that the demigods, they also get lessons from Krishna. This chapter will describe how Indra and all the demigods are put into so many difficulties. But generally Krishna is more merciful to those who are sincerely endeavoring to become his pure devotees.
Indra committed insult his spiritual master, committed an offense, that he realized that he committed an offense. Sometimes devotees also commit some offenses, and they also realize this, and how can they neutralize the offenses?
As soon as you understand you've made an offense, the first thing is better not make any offenses. We should be careful not to make offenses. But as soon as we realize we have made an offense, or even if we're not sure, even if we just suspect that we have made an offense, then we should approach the person we have offended and beg for forgiveness. There is no other way to be free from offenses. Even Lord Vishnu will not release a person from the effects of offenses made to his devotee. As was demonstrated in the offense made by Durvasa Muni to Ambarish Maharaj, when Durvasa wanted to get pardoned by Lord Vishnu But Vishnu said, it's not me who has to pardon you. You have to pardon, take pardon from Ambarish Maharaj. You should cultivate the mood of serving the devotees.
Sometimes devotees
and Shalagram Shivas at the ISKCON Navajiya Nrsingha Kshetra in Germany. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.